And welcome to Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. City Manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, our guest, as he is at the end of every month, the final Wednesday of each month, which snuck up on us because you walked in the door. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
It's the end of February.
A short month.
Really short month. So what has happened since we last spoke with you at the end of January, other than a lot of snow and a lot of cold weather? Can you change that?
Yeah, no, I can't. Well, I think I told somebody the other day, it's like, you know, look how bad it is, you know, further north. At least I'm protecting us from that. You know,
that's
the best
true.
I can do. You know, it's expensive.
Yeah, but you came from the north. Maybe you brought that with
you.
Yeah,
I know. It is brutal. The whole Midwest, I think, is just getting hammered here this year. And I think everybody's sick. Of it.
City crews have been busy clearing streets.
I haven't touched base with them to find out how many loads they took out this last week, you know, in the downtown and everywhere else, but working really hard. I had somebody that's been traveling around to, you know, some of the other, you know, surrounding North Kansas communities, and they were really impressed with how far Beloit was. Yeah, I mean, we've done a really good job with it, with the equipment that we've got, you know,
right.
And it's a tough challenge, and obviously we'd always wanted to make it better, but man, when it's cold like this and it freezes down, you really got to chip away at it. Like everybody knows, in their driveways and sidewalks and everything else, but it is what it is. So
Absolutely. We'll
keep trudging along. I looked at the forecast. It doesn't look like it's going to get any better soon.
No, so. I think the warmest day the next 2 weeks, according to the long range forecast, which I still make fun of because, you know, how do they know 14 days from now what the temperature will be? But 33 is the highest temperature route over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm like, when is spring going to be here for crying out loud?
Yeah.
2 years ago, the average temperature was 50 degrees warmer in the month of February.
Wow.
Over the course of a 10-day period. I saw that posted on Twitter.
So. Yeah, we're going to be practicing baseball and softball in the snow, I think.
The fields will be so muddy and this thaws
it's gonna
out,
be
it's
a,
just going to be a mess.
I know. It's a challenge. What do? Do you go out there and scrape them off a little bit, or what do you do?
Well, I know what you do. You just build a state-of-the-art
indoor
facility, Jason.
I mean,
the city's just rolling with money, right?
I know. That'd just be the smart thing to do for the once every 20 years we have this problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's why I don't get a real bona fide snowblower.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Until I get like 8 snowstorms or something, then I might go ahead and try to pony up and get – I've got this one I bought it. We had the Fear of the Beard raising money for muscular dystrophy. Back early on, we were here, Dusty and I, with the great people over in Downs with their Downs Chamber of Commerce, and we raised a whole bunch of money, had a whole bunch of items. We had a radio auction, or not radio auction, but auction, silent auction, and there was supposed to be the snowstorm that was coming in. And so there was this snowblower but it was electrical. You had to plug it in.
Yeah.
And so
if I had a snow thrower.
Yeah.
It's just one of those little broom ones that,
Yeah, this was actually, you know, it has some power. It's all right. And so I think I paid like $100 was my bid, and I didn't think I'd get it, and I did.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So there was this big snowstorm supposed to come in. I'm like, I'm going to use it tomorrow. I was kind of excited. And it was like a dusting of snow.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be 4 inches.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I didn't use it for like 3 years. Well, guess what? The other day, when we got that 5-6 inches, whatever it was,
there you go.
It was pretty nice, and well, there was some drifting to my driveway. I've got a long driveway.
Yeah, you
101
do.
Feet long, according to Mike Cooper.
You don't want to shovel that too bad.
No. I got that thing out, and I had to, you know, have two long extension cords plugged together to get me to the bottom of the driveway. But guess what?
It did
its job, and I didn't spend $500 on a brand new snowblower, whatever those cost, because I can get by with that 2 or 3 times a year. But
somebody's
you're right.
Gotta wait.
If it happens 8, 9, 10 times a year, I'm going to have to, you know, work out some payment deals and get a brand new one.
I don't know.
Or a gas one or something.
It's brutal.
It is.
It's not a fun time. Yeah, we're going through it. I happened to call somebody back in Iowa to get some advice on some different things, and you're like, we built a salt and sand bunker, man, 10 years ago. It's just huge. I mean, it's a machine. This is the first time they've ever seen the back of it.
Using so much sand and salt,
and I'm sure we are too. And it's
it's
been quite the year. So
it has been. All right. So usually when we talk, we talk about water, but really we're talking about frozen water right now.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you guys are working on or upcoming projects there in the city?
Well, I think one thing we kind of wanted to highlight that it's more of a policy change. You know, we've always had a dog tag ordinance and trying to keep track of dogs. The big issue, you know, you want to make sure everybody, their dogs had their rabies shots, and that, you know, we kind of know the address of the dog if it's loose, so we know where to return it, so we save on any sort of boarding fees or impound fees, et cetera. So kind of a change that we're going to do and start promoting here, people will see, is kind of the concept of a lifetime tag. So it's really trying to remove any roadblocks. It's free. You basically just get your dog registered. Every once in a while, every few years when your rabies shot runs out, we might send you a letter saying, hey, can you get us a new paper, make sure it's got its rabies. Mm-hmm. So really just trying to promote those two main things, that, you know, we, that way if we find a loose dog, we know where to return it, and also that, you know your neighbor's dog has a rabies shot and your dog does too. So it's kind of we'll have an application online, a simple form to fill out online. You should be able to upload your rabies certificate on there and then come and get your free tag. So hopefully it'll be kind of a good incentive and a good way to kind of start driving out a little bit more. And it's not like we're really wanting to get, it's just a function of trying to keep everybody's pets safe, I guess mm-hmm. you could say. So trying to increase that from the 50 dogs in town that we've got now, which we know there's more than 50.
I would believe there's probably more than 50.
Yeah, so, but trying to make it easy for people. Right. We don't want it to be a cost burden or anything else. We're trying to do this in a positive way. So mm-hmm. that'll be kind of a big change, but it'll be, something we'll market and kind of make a fun drive out of it and mm-hmm. hopefully get some people in there in the month of March to get their dogs signed up and all their papers in so we know that everybody's got it, that your right. neighbor and your dog and everybody right. else's is good shape. So, because if I've never had to deal with it, even though my last name's Raby, but mm-hmm. I've had friends that have had to deal with a baby shot, and it's never fun, somebody gets nipped and you got to get those shots and everything else. It's never a good thing. So
no,
I'm just permanently cursed with it.
Sounds like it. Yeah. But City Manager Blake Jason Raby, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. So with the weather so cold outside, obviously can't work on some of these projects that you're sure. hoping to work on in the spring, which will probably be a bit delayed because of the weather. So is this a matter of just kind of getting some things lined up and ready to go once the weather gets better?
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously we're talking about that Court Street project downtown where we replaced the big water drainage pipe. And so there's a lot of, cable, and I think there's some fiber optic and gas and all those other things, other utilities that mm-hmm. we don't control. So we've been meeting with them, kind of getting that arranged so that they can get that moved so we can get in there right away, either mm-hmm. in the spring or late summer, whatever we decide to do. So there's always that coordination. Now is a big, grant application time too. We always put in for the Highway 14 improvement. We've mm-hmm. done that in sections, and we've kind of been at a stall point primarily because they changed a little bit of the parameters of the program, and the road that's not been improved is not
right.
bad enough shape to improve it, but we'll keep putting in for that. And, the governor, as you've seen, is trying to make a bigger push for some of that infrastructure improvement. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're going to put in for is Highway 14 South. So if you go south past Chautauqua Park, you'll mm-hmm. notice that road has gotten pretty rough shape. It's mm-hmm. So that's another one that we can get some KDOT funds through that should, we're going to put in an application for that hopefully. And that one might actually have a better chance. That one probably just needs an overlay. It's not a real invasive, it just needs to be probably ground down and, mm-hmm. and overlay over it. But so it's things like that that we're doing. And again, we're still pushing, we always like to not talk about it, but the water thing, we're always pushing that grant. That's just a long haul process. Mm-hmm. You constantly have to lean on it to get it to come to fruition. So trying to work those angles, but also work with the KDHE and the USDA and just trying to get that all packaged just right so that hopefully we can get a large grant out of that to make it feasible to make it happen.
Yeah.
So, but
you had the recent strategic doing
yes,
meeting,
sir.
Right?
Yep.
That happened between last time we spoke with you and mm-hmm. this time. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was a really successful event. I'd say we had about 30 people attend, and it was really more of a focused strategic doing on kind of the K-State, and a lot of people went to that. We had about 100 people there for their kind of their presentations and their big schemes and ideas. Mm-hmm. And so it basically, the strategic doing process is really trying to take what seems like an overwhelming project and turn it into bite-sized action steps. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you dream really big, say, hey, we want to put in, a brand new, community building or something like that. Well, that's a big step. That's a huge thing. So, right. What are some of the things leading up to that? It's the first thing you can do, mm-hmm. Maybe a survey of what right. people want or mm-hmm. what, some price estimates or where should it go and some planning. So it was really interesting. We had four groups kind of come out of that. One was really focused on Chautauqua Park and just, what are some of the improvements that we can do there? I think that's kind of it's been a driver for our community. I mean, you see Isle of Lights there. You mm-hmm. see the Disc Golf Championship is there, mm-hmm. for Kansas. You see a lot of different things happen. We have our nice water park there. So I think there's a lot more that we can leverage with that park to continue to be a bigger draw for our area. So there's one group that's focusing on that. There's another group focusing on the downtown and some of the just improvements that we can do. And again, trying to drive people downtown. I think if you have a successful downtown, it makes your whole town a success, mm-hmm. And you kind of draw people from the outside in, and those people then leave and go through the outside again. Right. So, I mean, it's a good slingshot effect there. And then the other group was focused on just kind of, wayfinding signs and sign improvements for town again, so people that come here, we have a lot of success access for our sports teams and different things. So there's a lot of people coming to town all the time, and mm-hmm. so they know where things are and where to go. Kind of, you know, selling our town and giving a sense of continuity there. And then the final group is just working on, you know, some bike share lane signs and different things as we continue to try to make our community more, you know, bike friendly and way for other people to get around besides just driving their car. So,
sure.
So we'll see. There'll be some, all those groups will have a meeting here in the next 30 days. We'll get that posted out on Facebook here so that everybody can, you know, if you didn't get to attend that strategic doing that you get, you know, if you say, hey, I'm really interested in downtown and
right.
whatever, you know, then you can attend those meetings.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, you are the city manager of Beloit, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you the question, and that is that just what's your reaction, of course, to the verdict that came down yesterday? It's a high-profile trial. Chuck Fleming found not guilty by the jury yesterday. Just your reaction as city manager of Beloit, because obviously a lot of people put a lot of time and effort, as that is for any trial of that mm-hmm. magnitude. Both sides put in a lot of work. I think of it this way, and I don't want to minimize the magnitude of it, but you know, when you're in high school and you're in debate, both sides put together an argument and you work really hard to present that. And then you're hoping the judges, mm-hmm. in this case, you got the jury
sure.
in real life, determining whether or not which side they basically believe more. Or in this case, you basically need to find out, hey, simply, you know, is this person guilty without a reasonable doubt?
Yep.
And if you have any doubt, then you're supposed to say, okay, innocent till proven guilty. So many times in our world today, especially social media, everybody convicts people before they even know what's going on because they see one little thing in social
sure.
media, and you're actually, it seems like society has become, you're guilty until proven innocent.
Sure.
And that's
yeah,
certainly not something yeah. we want in society today. But just your reaction with the verdict that came down yesterday in the Chuck Fleming trial.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously it's something I heard about when I first got here, some of these, you know, cold case type mm-hmm. situations, and obviously the Fleming one was a big one that I heard about, and I think it just goes to show you how high that hurdle has to be, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it's there for a reason, you
sure.
know, does it, I don't know exactly what that means necessarily as far as, you know, if he's guilty or not. I mean, obviously he's been found guilty, so, or sorry,
not guilty,
excuse
yeah,
me,
right.
yeah, not guilty, and so, you know, I just think it, you know, shows how our justice system requires this really high hurdle, so, you know, it's tough when it's, you know, 15 years later, and you know, I guess if it's not him, then, you know, we got to keep working to find out who it is,
right.
or what you got to do to try to complete that. And I know there's some other cases in town, and, you know, the law enforcement that's in position today is, you know, probably different than in the past. So, you know, they'll
right.
have fresh set of eyes and try to continue to work that, and
mm-hmm.
but also focus on keeping our community safe in the future, you know,
right.
and continue to try to make sure that we have a safe community, but yeah, it's always tough.
I think one of the biggest challenges for that trial is 15 years later, you're having the trial, and you know how it is. I mean, for me, I'm old. I don't remember what I remember what I did a week
sure.
ago very well, let alone 15 years later. You know, I remember somebody, you know, threw up in my shoes when I was in kindergarten, but I can't tell you exactly where,
what color the shoes
yesterday.
Were.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah. But yesterday at 3 o'clock, I can't tell you where exactly what was I doing again?
Sure.
What was I working on? What did I do? What day was it?
Yeah.
Our minds are a little bit different over time, and I would think that would have been one of the challenges with that yesterday.
Yeah, I think that is, that has got to be a big challenge. It's one of those, I think that probably was had to go through a lot of people's mind, you know, I suppose, I'm assuming, you know, I'm not necessarily an expert in
sure.
that stuff, but, you know, what point do you keep, you try to do it, or do you not try to do it, you know?
And, exactly.
And,
Well, let's see. What do you got coming up here then that you're hoping? What's the very first thing? Once the weather breaks and it's perfect, you know, what is the number one thing that everybody at the city is going to be just, we're going to go do
go nail.
What?
Yeah. I would say it'd probably be our Court Street project.
Okay.
It's going to be one of the very first ones, or West Main. It kind of depends on how the dominoes fall. So you'll see a lot of transportation crews out there doing that, those types of things. You know, I think all of these departments are really pent up, you know, as far as being able to do stuff. And so there's a lot of projects planned between water mains and electric line improvements, continuing to improve our system. And I think we've made some strides in that. You know, another really exciting thing that's not necessarily a thing you're going to necessarily see right off the bat, but things that we're interested in for sure, is we did get an intern through Dane Hansen, funded through Dane Hansen. I think that was a new thing that we've gotten since been on the radio before. And this person is, her name's Kelsey DeWitt. She'll be here this summer, and she's really going to help us lead the process on just enhancing and redeveloping or improving kind of that whole sports complex up there by the high school. And again, it's kind of looking at a big picture, you know, it's looking at parts that the high school owns, parts that wheelies from the fairgrounds, parts that, you know, we all kind of share. Right. So, and, you know, I mean, there's been frustrations about parking and traffic flow and space and all those things. So, you know, how can we take the assets that we already have up there and affordably enhance those? And I'm really excited to see what she comes up with that on that. And then, like I said, she'll also help us with the Chautauqua Park kind of master planning up there too. So that's really exciting. That'll be another thing that I know a lot of people have been clamoring for, and it's a good economic driver for your community too. I mean, the number of people that come into your town is pretty huge.
So. Yeah, no question. So with all the snow and the ice and everything, I saw my friend Facebook told me that you and your free time like to build robots with your kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did I see that right?
Yeah.
Well, when you're snowed in?
Yeah, I guess. Well, it's one of the kids' uncles that got him this robot. He's real big into that stuff, and my kids enjoy it. So, yeah, I was like, you know what? It's cold. It's snowy. I have nothing to do. So we're going to it's like one of those that you can it's a make robots with a brand of it, but you can make like 10 different robots out of it, you know. So we took it all apart and put it together, one that can run your camera, you know, and run stuff, from the one that could just grab stuff. So if you get bored again, if it's snow, it keeps snowing, I guess we'll build the one that, you know, can pour you a drink, and then
one to go out and clear the streets. I mean,
what I really should do. Or just one that can do my job or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you can work on that.
Yeah,
you patent that. You make some money.
Yeah,
exactly. You suddenly might not be the city manager of Beloit anymore.
No.
You might be retired on the beach somewhere, and you don't need that snowblower.
Yeah,
robotic snowblower.
So yeah, I was 6 years old. I was trying to learn to color, and my 6 year old sitting there learning how to run bolts and screws, you know, and wants to plug in the wires.
Yeah, well, we weren't that advanced. During the snowing days, because my 5 year old wanted to put together a 300 piece puzzle that we had.
Oh, yeah.
That was for the kids, you know, got it for Valentine's Day. And so, you know how this works. Your 5 year old sits down with dad, and dad puts 293 pieces, and then he gets excited.
And he's there for about 5 minutes, keeps checking back in. Dad, why aren't you done
yet?
He
runs off, comes back, goes, "Ooh, daddy." I'm like, "Yeah, I've been here for an hour and I got 28 pieces put together. I'm trying to put together the border, because that's the hardest part of the puzzle is just getting started."
Yep.
and my wife probably didn't. You know, she did some of the pieces too, but you know, the 5 year old didn't do a lot. But that's our fun at our house.
Yeah,
you're more advanced.
I don't know about that.
The robotic thing, but I'm not smart enough to do that.
I'm not really. It's good. It's got good directions and it teaches you something. But
yeah, you're a real modern day MacGyver.
Trying to be. Well, it's, again, thanks to this uncle, and he's really into that. He's like, "You want one of those Raspberry Pi?" You know, I don't even know. I was like, "Raspberry Pi cake?" You know, Pi? No, no, it's like a computer board. It can run this. I'm like, sounds good.
Well, the key to any project, as everyone knows, is duct tape.
So yeah, exactly.
As long as you have that, anything's possible.
A little hammer.
Yeah, hammer and duct tape. You got it. Jason Rabe, City Manager Beloit, thanks for coming in. We'll see you again in the March, man.
All right. Thank you, Wade.
And Community Matters is brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.